From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With California's wildfire season beginning to intensify, farm groups say they're looking for solutions to a lack of N95 respirators. State regulations require the respirators to be available to outdoor employees when wildfires worsen air quality, but the masks have been in short supply during the pandemic. Groups representing the fresh produce business have asked Congress to include resources for farm employee safety in the next COVID-19 relief package. Tropical avocados are enjoying the heat and humidity in South Florida, according to Brooks Tropicals Marketing Director Mary Ostlund. With regards to the current crop of the company's popular Slim Cato hydro-cooled greenskin avocados, Ostlund tells ThePacker.com the season is going well with good supplies and an efficient harvest underway. Southern Florida growers are expected to harvest 900,000 bushels of avocados this season, about the same volume as last year. Ostlund says demand for Florida avocados remains high. Senior U.S. and Chinese officials are likely to lay all grievances on the table when they review the implementation of their Phase 1 trade deal during this weekend's video conference. According to AgWeb.com, Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He are participating in the meeting and initial six-month review of the pact. Imports of farm goods have been lower than the 2017 level, far behind the 50% increase needed to meet the 2020 target of $36.5 billion. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.